program. Welcome to Come On. It's still good. I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. We are Co-G, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies to see if they still hold up and then put a stamp on them. Today, we break down Eastern Promises, EP. It's got Viggo Mortensen laying on a thick Russian accent. It's got Cronenbergian gangsters, and it's got the longest naked knife fight ever filmed. What else do you need?
You really sell that naked knife fight.
This is a second person independently mentioning the naked knife fight.
Okay. Now, if like the hog is not spinning around in a helicopter, I'm going to be like extremely disappointed.
Like I said, it's been like 10 years, so I watched it. I'm pretty sure you can hear dick flap on thigh as he's fighting.
Another one of these movies that wore out the tape at Blockbuster for rewinding, right?
Let's watch the trailer.
In a world where every sin leaves a mark, one man will climb through the ranks of the Russian mob by any means necessary. Starring Viggo Mortensen, Naomi Watts, and all of the best Russian accents Hollywood has to offer.
If you don't care, my mom.
Bring nudity to a knife fight in Eastern Promises.
But before we get to today's movie, let's see if this movie was gangbusters at the box office.
Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Show me the money. Show me the money. Show
me Eastern Promises, 2007. This movie came out in September 2007. Here is your choices for the budget. You may guess A, $25 million, B, $35 million, C, $50 million, D, $75 million, or E, $110 million.
I don't know much about this movie. Apparently, it didn't have much of a clothing budget. It did have a probably high dollar temporary tattoo budget, because every shot I see, he's got quite a bit of tattoos on himself. So it doesn't look like from the still photos I've seen of the movie that it's a effects driven anything. I'm guessing there's some explosions in it or something of that nature. There's probably a bunch of sights, but I imagine this is pretty cheap even for $2009. I'm thinking Rob might be hornswoggling us with an A here. This might be a $25 million movie, but I don't know. Let's see what Reagan thinks. Cause if he thinks it's 110, he's seen it. I'll maybe reevaluate my position.
Honestly, 110 is only there because I'm on this podcast. Okay, if this is a normal human podcast, no chance. I 25 seems a little low, but 35 is really screaming at me. 35 million.
Yeah,
it's about. There's no effects. There's some. It's dialogue. It's guys doing sambo. You know, it's all right, that stuff.
35. I'm going A 25. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. It actually is C, 50.
Oh, well, 50 million. Oh, okay. Well, maybe he has one of those like Boogie Nights prosthetics on in that fight, and that cost
him. $25 million.
What happened to that prosthetic? Do you think Mark Wahlberg got to keep it?
It's right here on my shelf.
It was in a Planet Hollywood. You know.
Yeah. Right over like the salt and pepper shaker.
right next to the kids' table. Like you know.
Yeah. I want it to be the fresh ground pepper, so the guy can come to your table and be like, fresh ground pepper, and just shake it a little bit, shake weight style.
Yeah, they like distribute the mayonnaise on the burgers.
Well,
the
you gotta work the balls to distribute.
Oh my gosh,
Ryan, right. Keep the podcast clean.
All right, let's hear about Eastern Promises competition.
So let's do that.
All right.
Yes. Was it Boogie Nights? That'd be hilarious.
No, it's not.
10 years late. 10 years late.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got, you know, a couple movies I've never heard of Wild opening Things. This same week. No, we've got The Brave One is opening up that week.
Don't know it.
Let's see. Sounds
familiar, but I can't.
The Jodie Foster movie. I don't know it.
Oh, I think that's like she's abused and she gets revenge, right? There was a Jodie Foster one. I want to say there was like a Jennifer Lopez one at the same time that were like revenge. I think the Jennifer Lopez might be called Revenge. Okay, it's hard when I don't have E nodding his head up and down or telling me no. Right.
Yeah.
It's a difficult podcast.
It's difficult, right?
Producer helps a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Peter Bray.
Don't realize how much he's helping me.
Nay, like a tay in the wind. Is that was too early.
We got Mr. Woodcock opening up the same week.
Don't know that one either.
Tom Hanks?
No, that's with, I want to say that's with, what's Napoleon Dynamite's name? John Heder?
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton?
Okay.
Oh, no, Billy Bob Thornton.
John, it's not John. It's not John. No, that's a different movie. I'm looking at the poster. It's Sean William Scott and Billy Bob Thornton. My apologies.
Huh. I have no idea what this movie is. But that movie you were talking about, like Billy Bob's totally, like banging his mom or something.
That's what this one is, I think.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I was thinking of some totally different movie, but no, Mr. Woodcock is with Sean William Scott. I've seen it at least once. It's been a long time ago.
Is it good?
It's that I don't remember it being great.
I mean, Billy Bob's awesome.
No, but Billy Bob was good in a lot of stuff, but we got something called Dragon Wars, D-War.
Like Reign of Fire?
I mean, it sounds interesting. I bet it's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of this movie, but I'm kind of like, okay, I want to check it out maybe. okay, let's see. We got some other things you've probably more likely heard of kicking around. We've got the 310 to Yuma in its second week.
Okay, first one I've actually seen. Okay. Yeah.
Like that. Love it. Love it.
We got Superbad in its fifth week.
Okay, I saw that too.
I saw that in theaters. Okay. So far, that's the first one. I didn't see 310 to Yuma in theaters. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Rob Zombie's Halloween in his third week.
Did not.
I might have seen that in theaters. There was a lot of buzz around that Halloween.
Yeah.
Now remake Halloween movies every 3 minutes, and it don't matter.
We got The Bourne Ultimatum in its seventh week.
Nope. I know we do this every time with a Bourne movie.
Yeah.
Which one's the ultimate? I think that's the third one.
I want to say that's the third one, yes. Let me just.
Right before he goes away, before he comes back for Jason Bourne.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That sounds right to me. Because I always get confused. The names are not great.
Yeah. I really wish that this would be like Jason Bourne 2.
The Supremacy. I remember Supremacy is the second one. Supremacy.
Okay. So this has to be the third one.
Yeah. And let's see. We've also got Balls of Fury kicking around in this fourth week.
A fantastic movie.
Sure.
Randy Daytona. All right. So this movie, I'll say it came in second. I'll say 310 to Yuma came in first.
Possible. I think you're right around the sniffing. I don't think this won the week, but I imagine since I heard of it, you know, it was probably in the top five. So I don't think you're far off.
Like Viggo was on top of the world after Lord of the Rings.
So I'll give it number two if you're going to. I mean, we're going to be right in there. And I mean, there was another one that I thought might have won over 310, but now I can't remember which one it is. But I think it's you're not off.
Superbad.
Yeah, maybe Superbad. Was Superbad's week? It was
fifth,
close.
Like fifth week or
fifth
something?
Fifth week.
Yeah, but I think that one got a little bit of like hype. But I don't know. To win the week, you might
have a lot of hype going into it.
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
But I'll say this movie made $112 million.
Oh, that's a lot. I'm going to say it made $77 million.
I mean, everybody's getting paid.
Yeah.
All
right. There's no second one, though. There's no Eastern Promises 2.
There's no second one.
Yeah,
this one, they came in for some reason, a real limited release this week. So it actually came in 19th.
Oh, wow.
But when it went to a full release the next week, just to give you context, it came in 5th.
Okay.
But this week it was only opening in like 15 theaters. I don't even usually. Yeah, it's more than that. But okay. The Brave One won the week.
Yeah.
And then 310 to Yuma right behind that. And then you had Mr. Woodcock and Superbad following up with Halloween and Fifth.
This movie, Halloween movie too.
Yeah, yeah. This movie made $56 million.
They're having a great party.
It made all their money back.
What?
They made their $6 million. They made $6 million. They're doing all right.
I think they were hoping for more.
Probably shouldn't have done a limited release then at first.
Stop being afraid. Let's go to a quick little break, and we'll come back with the breakdown right after this.
This is not a dream.
Not a dream.
We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing.
You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The
future needs your help. Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe.
Okay. Now I'm going to book his teeth and cut off his fingers. I'm going to leave it on.
Back from that break, it's time to break down Eastern Promises, or EP. A story of every man going undercover to infiltrate the Russian mob and, expose a murder. Or not murder. Assault.
Kind of. Assault, right. Well, she wasn't really murdered because...
Yeah, she die from the birth or...
It's not real obvious. They gave her pills and stuff, and she indicated in her diary she tried to take her own life at some point. So, you don't really know what, or if it was just complications from the pregnancy, you don't know what killed. So, I guess you're right. It's not a murder. It's an assault.
Being forced into a life.
Yeah. Yes.
I had forgotten. I really thought Viggo had come out to Naomi. Well, Naomi. See, now you guys are in my head about how I say stuff.
Her name is Giff.
Yeah. Her name is Jeff. I thought he had told her at some point that he was undercover.
He does, but not. He never does. He never does. You're right. Yeah.
I thought.
I mean, apparently it was in the original script. He did. What I read. I was thinking he was going to do it too when I was watching it, even though I've seen it before.
I've seen it before. I really thought he does it early on in the movie.
Yeah. But what was the last conversation he had? Because, like, even in my head now, I'm thinking.
I think he did.
He did.
Well,
right?
I remember in the end, she asked him why he helped her. And he's just like, can't be king if king. I don't remember his exact wording, but.
Yeah, he didn't expose himself. We've just been exposed to him, so we, I guess, fill in
those. I see what you did there.
In multiple ways. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God. It looks like a huge
pecker. That we just fill in those gaps between the line, I guess.
I'm kind of glad he didn't. I mean, because that's just, he got to keep it close to the vest being undercover, especially in that organization.
Yeah, that's not something you want to have a lot of people knowing you're undercover.
Right.
All right, so what's weirder? The naked fight at the end of the movie?
I don't think that's weird.
Or unusual? Okay, so my original question was weirder, the naked fight and him just fighting nude, and that it was the actor's choice and the director's choice. They're like, we should do that. You should be naked for it. Or him wanting to watch or be watched by his boss, bang a girl, in the beginning.
I mean, I'd say that's weird. But it goes with Krill's character. I mean...
Yeah,
his insecurities and just everything that's going on with him. I agree with their decision to have him. I mean, if they're going to be in the shower, I think they originally talked about him having a towel on the whole time, and they're like, "Dude, there's no way this would stay on during the whole fight, so we just got to do it in the nude." Or it's like,
"Well, what if thank he God was, they like, did
like,
too."
It is a long, smooth shaft.
Like, I would have a bathing suit on, and they'd be like, "You can't do a business meet. Like,
you have to be naked."
Have you guys ever been to a sauna like that?
Are you kidding me? Of course not. Who goes to a sauna like that? Yeah.
They exist. They got saunas at gyms and stuff.
Oh, have I been inside a sauna?
Okay, you don't have to be in the Russian bathhouse like
I thought you meant that. I've gone to a bathhouse.
Right? Okay, that's one, but you've all been in saunas. Are you nude in the sauna?
No, I guess not. I've never been nude. Just like a baby. Well, no, I don't think so. No, never.
There are dozens of us.
Never.
Yeah, even at the gym, you just like keep wearing whatever shorts you have on.
Why are you going to be naked in there? Or if you have one at a pool. I've never been naked in a sauna to my that I can recollect.
The last sauna I was in was probably Gold's Gym in Rockville. Wasn't it? Didn't they have one in that?
Yeah, they had
one. It was real small.
It was very small. It was like a little.
Can you imagine trying to fight two guys in that room?
You could.
It's like a phone booth, by the way.
I was going to say, didn't we see some maybe movie where they fought in a phone booth? Wasn't that a movie we watched? Or was that something I was watching? I don't know.
I think it's a comedy. They fight in a phone booth somewhere.
I can't remember what it is. I just feel like I saw a movie where people fight in a phone booth.
Adventure of Babysitting?
I don't know. They're just hiding out in the phone booth, right?
Or like her friend's getting yelled at by the homeless guy in the bus station.
Right. Yeah.
Or the way too, they fight in a bathroom stall.
Okay, well, it's close, but it's closer to the size of Gold's Gym sauna. It wasn't very big.
Maybe they expanded. I don't know. It's been like a decade since I've been in that sauna.
What bothered me about the one gripe really I had with the movie, because I enjoyed the movie immensely, was the fact that.
Well, Ryan, we're not at that part. Stop giving away the end of the movie.
I haven't said what I'm going to pick yet, but
be weird if you went the other way now, just so right. you know.
Yeah. Well, this just one detail bothered me so much, it could swing me that way. Was he was like, tell them you'll give them my son in 2 days, right? Then they do that ceremony to put the tattoos all over him. Tattoos don't heal that perfectly to be
Russian creams that he was rubbing on him. It must be
something special. That thing would have been all like puffy and like, but it probably would still have tape on it. I mean, there's no way a tattoo looks like that.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah. It really drove me insane. Everyone knows
if you smoke, if you chain smoke while you're getting a tattoo and just flick some ash into it,
yes,
it heals right away.
That's not true. I've seen people get tattoos in that kind of like position.
You've never seen somebody get Russian tattoos.
No, that's true. I haven't. But I've seen some pretty sketchy tattoo places where people have got tattoos done.
What, like the beach?
Yeah. Yeah. But
for some reason, I went right to Ocean City.
Yeah.
People getting their belly buttons pierced and tongues done.
Saying it was just too, the timeline didn't work out. If he hadn't said like 2 days and you could have pretended it was a couple weeks, or even if they'd said 2 weeks,
maybe
like,
that's why he went to the sauna to like get some heat moisture on it. Good for the healing.
I just find it was too quick.
Do they kill the guy who set him up, the barber?
You never see it.
But there was supposed to be a sequel, which I desperately want to see where they're going.
Yeah.
I like the world they build, and I feel they could have done something really interesting with another movie that just didn't happen.
Right. Yeah, I don't think the barber dies in this instance. Oh, do you mean the people that came from Moscow, that their people died, got killed in the shower, kill him? Or do you mean the family?
No, Vigo. I think Vigo and...
No.
What's the son's name?
I can't think of it. I was trying to say when it was about the tattoos, but I couldn't remember. But I don't think...
Sorry. I was looking at the goofs on IMDb, and they have this listed as incorrectly regarded as goofs. So, after he gets his stars tattoo, when he's in the public bath, the tattoos seem to be completely healed. However, when they're entering the baths, a slight redness can be perceived around the stars.
Really?
There's only one day between the scenes. While unusual for a tattoo to be brighter at first, it can be assumed that between the particular individual's skin, the lighting, and the humidity of the baths, a normal tattoo could seem to be more healed than it actually is. Well... I don't know.
Okay.
That's just some guy on IMDb says that. So
it's Reagan trying to make it work.
You will. Yeah. Take that as you will. Yeah,
yeah. I post what I post on IMDb so people have the information. Yeah, so it all works out.
Yeah.
When you take a diary to someone because you have a card and he immediately says, come back, and it seems like I've forgotten that he was the main guy.
Right.
But as soon as he was like, oh, you bring that back to me, I'll read it, I'll do all that, I was like, oh, right,
translate for you.
He's 100% a bad person. You should run from this house.
Yes. And I mean, I know there wasn't Google Translate, I know all that, but are you going to have this guy translate? You're in London
instead of your uncle. Uncle's kind of a dick in the beginning of the movie.
Yes. If your uncle read a few more pages, he would have been like, oh, I'll translate, but you stay away from these people or turn into, like, but, he had to be an asshole to her, basically.
There's no other word. He's a complete dick.
But you think you'd go to, like, at the bare, like, where would you think to go? Like, a university, or look up someone that teaches Russian online?
Google.
I'm not going to go to a Russian, but I know she wasn't going there for a translation. She was going to verify the card, but it just seemed odd to me that that's what you would think to do. Or you would buy, like a Russian English dictionary and try. And I know the lettering is different stuff. It makes sense
going to an authentic restaurant to try and get some.
Yeah.
A whole diary is a lot to get translated. Be like, I found this postcard or I found this letter. I'm trying to get it to the person. Do you know this address? Or
yeah. And don't you think she'd give it to like, Child Protective Services or something and have them find the translation?
Yeah, but then they steal the baby because it's easy to go in the hospital and just put flowers in. No one watches babies.
No one does.
Especially newborns. They're pretty much just left to 300 style fend for themselves.
Say, but they weren't even looking for the baby until she brought, like, they did not know that girl.
They didn't know about the baby.
Right. So Child Protective Services would have figured it out, but the baby would have been not as happy with, her in the end, or at least that's what we're driven to believe.
So, since you hadn't seen it before, did you ever think Vigo was anything but a driver and a guy moving up in the organization? Like, did you ever think he was a quote-unquote good guy, or did you think
not until the prostitute scene where he was hesitant and then, you know, gave her money. And then I was like, okay, this guy is something different. I did not sense him, you know, I didn't see it coming until then. And even that scene, you're not 100% sure.
He might just not want to bang a random prostitute.
So I think they did a good job with that. But I think my stupid radar is always up that I'm looking for a twist. So I'm looking for it. And then, you know, you see that, you're like, okay, like he's really a good, here it is, you know. But before that, I didn't even think, I just thought he was, I thought, honestly, in the beginning that he was hiring the organization and pretending to be a driver, right?
Guy was just pretending to be a restaurant owner.
Or he was above the restaurant owner for real and being put in place to like spy on. I got the feeling that he was more powerful than the organization that they were leaning on. It wasn't until that scene I was like, oh no, he's actually good. Like, I wasn't even going for the good angle. I just thought he was like some super guy within the organization that was even more powerful than restaurant guy.
Like they do with like Jet Li and Lethal Weapon 4.
I don't remember.
He's actually above Uncle Benny.
Yeah, something like that. My memory of Lethal Weapon 4 is not as good as yours, but yeah.
I just wanted to bring it up again a couple weeks later.
Yes, yeah.
You know, just to make sure everyone's listening to every episode and they can get random Lethal Weapon 4 references. When he dumps the body.
Which one?
The first body, where he's like, it'll get sucked under. You know, he's leaving the clues for Scotland Yard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't the what is this dude's name?
Krill?
The son. Krill. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't he know how to dispose of a body or anything? Or is he just a poser in the organization?
Yes. Well, no, yeah. I mean, he hasn't had to do that work before.
Ever?
He alludes to that when he said, I was born with my stars. And like, he didn't do anything but drink and like bang. Like, he's just been he was a made man from the beginning. That's not his deal.
Yeah. I figured they're more psychos because they have more to prove if their dad's in charge.
I mean, Krill had his issues, but he wasn't a complete psycho. So, you know, yeah. He could have gone that way easily.
Drank a lot. He got sent down to get 12 bottles of brandy. And I guess drank 8 of them because he was still downstairs. He brought none up.
I mean, he understood what his father was telling him. So he's like, I ain't coming up here until I'm not leaving until I'm old or whatever. He was like,
take your time, whatever he said to him, right?
Like, yeah. Not fucking around. I mean, the food looked good at the wedding and stuff. I keep calling it a wedding. It's a birthday party.
Right.
A bunch of Russians get together. I just assume it's a wedding, I guess, for some reason. Mm. Or anybody in a restaurant, a group of people, you must be having some sort of wedding.
Sure. I mean, I get it.
Okay.
There's a guy singing. Who just sings at birthday parties? I guess everybody sings at a birthday party. Yeah. You sing happy birthday.
Right.
So that's wrong as well. This movie just proved I can't do undercover work. When he's, you know, the one guy gets his throat slit at the barber.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're thawing him out with the hair dryer.
Yeah.
And then Viggo cuts his fingers off. And he's like, I'm going to take his teeth out. I don't think I could do that job.
He's dead. I mean, yes, I don't want to do it either. Right, yeah.
Because how does he get the teeth out? Is he banging them out?
I think he's pulling them out. At that point, there's no pain.
Yeah. I never pulled a tooth out.
It hurts my teeth to think of pulling teeth out, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But, like, all right, you guys have young kids with loose teeth. And
yeah, they just kind of come out, though. Like,
yeah. But when they're on that, like, you know, and you can, like, they're on the last string, and you can dingle, 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 dingle back and forth.
Yes.
You've never yanked it out for them?
No, they never need
and
to.
And then the Eastern Promises, like, throat punch and point at them?
Yes. All the time. Mm-hmm. I do that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, my kids want it to come out sometimes, but they will not let me pull it out. They would, like, they'd act like I'm pulling their foot off or something.
You've never tried to let the string on a doorknob?
No. They would lose it.
Yeah. Our producer apparently shot one of his kids' teeth out, with a Nerf blaster.
Rid it new.
A loose one.
Right. Oh, I hope not. I just played.
I mean, a regular Nerf blaster, it would have to be a loose one.
You talk back again. You know what that means. Smile.
Well, what if it's like one of the big darts, like the missile launchers?
Those are even less powerful than you think.
Oh, really? You can't shoot them across the room at each other?
Not unless you mod those things, man.
Huh. Maybe you shot them with a modded one.
Most likely, most Nerf bullet or type that's the most likely to knock out a tooth.
Don't they have, like, the balls now?
Yeah.
I mean, the balls are softer. I mean, I always still go with.
What if you soak the balls in water and then put them in the freezer?
I want to dip my balls in it.
Do they still shoot out of the gun with force?
I don't know because it would increase the diameter, or well, they would, it should probably change the dimensions to the point they either wouldn't seal properly or they'd be too big. Oh. One or the other.
What okay, if you what changed if I got a Nerf gun to metal and compacted it with like gunpowder?
yeah, all right.
I think you ceased to be a Nerf gun at that point.
Oh, okay.
What if I catch a T-1000 and when he turns into liquid form, I cut a little bit of him off and then I mix that into the Nerf ball. Can I shoot that?
How heavy is that material?
I think it's light.
Maybe.
I don't know. I've never held a liquid Terminator in my arms. I would.
If you did, you'd make out with him. Is what would happen.
Robert Patrick from 1991. Absolutely. Yeah. You're not gonna kiss Robert Patrick.
No, I don't.
If he has like the long pointy finger,
I'm not sticking it in you a little bit. I'm not.
He's like, call the boy. Yeah. Call him.
I know this hurts.
How's Woofie? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God! If you said how's Woofie?
Yeah.
Oh, the places we go. All right. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could get hot for the blonde Christina, whatever, from the third one, who's also liquid metal. All
right.
You know, liquid metal's the hot shit. They put that in every Terminator since. Yeah. Except T4. I don't think that has a liquid in it.
This went from loose teeth, from pulling out teeth on a corpse to...
Yeah.
Banging
liquid Terminator.
Yeah,
I'm not banging. We're just cuddling. They're going oozy on me.
So what's the difference between cuddling with like a robotic Terminator and I'll use this loosely, cuddling with a dead body while you're cutting its fingers off and ripping out its teeth? I mean, what's the they're both
the
not
Terminator
human.
Is
they're
alive.
Both cold. Alive? It's a cybernetic organism with skin pulled over of a body.
Yes,
you know.
It's living organic tissue over a
but the
metal exoskeleton.
Have no living tissue. That's pure robot. That's pure cold, man.
Mm. Yeah, so when you touch Robert Pattinson's cheek, is he cold?
You're back to him. I can't pull you back to... Yes, I imagine he's
Robert
cold.
Patrick, by the way.
Yeah.
I assume he's cold.
Yes, I assume it's very cold. Especially
if no one touches him throughout the
liquid
whole
liquid nitrogen, you know, like if a truck blows up on him, it's real cool.
Awesome, that movie's great. All right, back to this great movie. Yeah.
You're pulling out teeth, burning wallets, you pay them for his haircut.
Yeah, did you see how much he was paying for a haircut?
Well, he said take your $650, basically, like burn the rest. But he's basically telling him you can have all this literally blood money. It was his. You just know he didn't get paid.
Yeah, but is that how much he charges for a haircut?
$650,
or is that the tip? On like $20.
No, that was $650 for the haircut. I mean,
that's a deal.
I mean, this was what year was this one?
2007.
Oh, well, the haircuts were more than that, but yeah, so.
But I don't think you know what year this movie takes place. You don't see any
guns. It was pretty close. It actually tripped me out when she was doing the autopsy or the time of death, the time of birth or whatever. And she used 24-hour time, which I'm very familiar with. But first I was like, cause I didn't know this movie. And she was like, time of death or whatever. She said time of death. And she said like 23 something something. And I was like, is this movie in the future? Because it was like December 23rd. And I was like, I can't remember how it went. But for a second, my brain just jumbled. And I was like, this movie takes place in the future? I didn't even realize.
The movie's brilliant. Cronenberg's done it again.
Right. And then I figured out that like, oh, no, this is just 11 o'clock at night, right? Like, it was like, just totally, though, my brain skipped because so much of our catalog, we do cover some kind of movie that takes place in the future that I was...
I like time travel.
I was confused for a minute. I thought this was some kind of future world, but it wasn't.
It's not.
I think it takes place pretty much in the time frame it's supposed to, you know, it was released.
No cell phones?
Oh, you know, I didn't notice that. They never pulled out a cell phone?
I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't actually taking place in that time. I'm trying to think of the vehicles. The vehicles all looked...
She has a retro, like a vintage bike that was her
father's. Yeah, but the car he was driving didn't look... It wasn't older. You know, it looked accurate to the time.
Yeah.
That is odd, though, when you think that not a cell phone was ever seen in that movie, was it?
No.
That's crazy. So I didn't notice.
So maybe he wanted... Like, when they made it, they just wanted to feel like it could be any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Relative to then. So did you like the fight at the end? When do you stop fighting? I think when I get cut in the chest, I just try and run. Like when?
Oh, he knows he can't run. He can't run. Where's he gonna run to? He's got to kill him. He's a fighter.
He's a fighter. I'm not, though. I'm a runner. I'm not really a runner either. You know what I look like.
Yeah.
Not a runner.
I mean, I'm not winning that fight.
Yeah, I know I'm not winning that fight. Especially after I get chest cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he gets, he gets tummy cut too, right?
He gets cut several times.
He gets forearm cut. Back. And he's back.
Yeah, he gets back cut.
Just a flesh wound.
Spinal.
Yeah. Half of me, before the fight started, I didn't remember it exactly. And I was like, for some reason, his portrayal of his character so far, I just expected him to wipe the floor with them.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, glad it was like, a more realistic portrayal. But,
I forgot how graphic the killing and stuff, from the barber shop to this fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. God damn it. That's funny for four people in here.
I mean, we can mention it here, but it's not going to make any sense to anybody in it.
Yeah, it's good.
Off mic discussion.
Jeff conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I like the fight scene a lot. It was a very good fight scene.
Yeah, it was great.
I couldn't take my eyes off of him.
I know. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
You think if he had a small one?
I mean, could you really get a good grasp of the size?
No, but I think you have to have confidence
right.
in your dick. Like, say you have a small dick, you're not going to suggest, I should do this scene naked.
Right.
Like, you got to...
I don't think it matters at that point.
Return of the King, Ryan. He's the king, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, you got to have confidence to do that or be getting paid a lot of money, right? Like... What's your paycheck if I was like, you've got to redo the scene from Eastern Promises for a YouTube short that's coming? I guess YouTube wouldn't put that out, but something that's going to be publicly released.
The Hub? I'd have to get on the Hub or
I don't know. Damn. Something that's widely available to the public, not just people
have to pay for. You might be cashing in on something. We could start where we just reenact fight scenes, but nude.
Oh, yeah. People are going to pay a lot for that. Come on.
There might be a subgenre of people.
I'm sure there's people out there, but I'm just saying, I don't think we're
all
making,
nude.
I don't think we're quitting our jobs. I don't think we're quitting our jobs anytime soon. But how much money would I have to put I'm writing my number and sliding it across the table for you to reenact that scene? Again, will be widely public.
Honestly a lot less than you think it's gonna be.
So if I'm like, can't remember the name of the place, but I'm like $500 and your boba tea place, place at Arundel Mills. Yeah, it's like
Kofi.
It's like Kofi. 10 free bubble tea. If I slide that across, are you doing it?
That makes you the highest paid GM in the history of sports.
I mean, that's a great value right there. You're really saving me some time and money.
Yeah.
But no, I need more. I need to be able to like not pay bills for like 3 months.
Yeah. $10,000. Would you do it for $10,000?
Yeah, probably.
$5,000.
Yeah, probably. Like $5,000. I mean, it's just that feisty, so it's 3 minutes of my dong flopping around.
Yeah. I mean, you also have to get.
I mean, it's not like a John Wick 3 fight scene where I'm running upstairs. It just goes on for 3 hours.
Would you do it if they had to tattoo you with every tattoo he had in that movie?
Oh, you got to give me more money. I don't want to have Russian jailhouse tats like Mickey Rourke and. Vigo now does.
Yeah.
I think I read that Vigo got the ones on his feet. One foot says, "Where are you going?" And then the other says, "Why the fuck do you care?" Or what the fuck you care?
Yeah, those were real tattoos. Mm-hmm.
He got them after the movie. He likes them so much. He had them filled in.
Yeah, he got those. I thought he got the crow. He got that too.
I thought he had the foot ones. That was his favorite, he said. And then there's one that was like his child's name. It's like the first letter. He got that one done.
Apparently he deal about that.
No,
during filming, he wrote an M?
Yeah, I think it's an M.
He put a C in front of it, so it just said CM, like the Canadians.
Oh.
And didn't tell Cronenberg till like halfway through filming what it meant.
Yeah,
that's funny. I mean, I like the whole concept of the storytelling with the tattoos. I know we touched on that briefly. That was cool, like to have it. I mean,
it's a weird job interview.
Yeah.
Come stand in your underwear.
Well, can you imagine if you had to get like all the tattoos, like to tell your story? There'd be like a Blockbuster symbol, CVS logo, like like different
Staples.
Logos. Staples. Yeah.
Not as cool. Cool.
Well, maybe you could pick something from that era. I mean, I'd put a big Circuit City logo on myself now somewhere. Why not?
I think your wife would murder you.
Oh yeah, she wouldn't like it.
Talk about getting tummy stabbed.
Yeah. Yeah. Put Pluggy on there somewhere.
Oh, you would get the Plug logo? Like,
no, Pluggy was the little cartoon, like, human, you know, looking plug that was around for a while.
He was, like, round, right?
Yeah, he looked like a little square round plug that used to be the building. Like, he'd come down, he had a face.
No, no, I don't remember him at all. I can find you,
Pluggy. But, yeah, he was short-lived because they kind of...
Because that's what they needed to fix the business.
That was before they were really on their downhill. Right? That was still that was only when they were starting to slip a little. You know, yeah. But I don't know. I still think the tattoos is coolest touch.
Yeah, but then you can't have like a resume paper. You would just have to be like, look at my my chest or my belly. Sorry, our producer just put the world's longest note out in our chat.
So they say it's blue's color because they use ballpoint pen ink, which is similar to like prison tattoos.
Prison. Oh, does that mean they're all going to get all green? Yeah. Like when they start to fade? I think that's when you use black ink here.
Oh, gross. You got the shoe rubber, soot, and urine to make it. Okay. Yeah. So not a needle, but a sharpened guitar string. These are cool facts. I mean, yeah. Those prison tattoos definitely have.
I'd be like, do you need the urine? Everything is wet. Can you not piss on my tattoo? Oh, there's Pluggy.
Yeah, that's Pluggy.
Like, I don't recognize Pluggy.
It's disturbing a little bit.
I think it would be hysterical with the, but you have to have like he's on a cord or the plug part.
Yeah,
the cord. So the cord would have to like go up your side, like he's coming out of your armpit.
But look, think how cool he'd look,
like your sea gutter.
Think of that picture, but think of it after I've made it with urine and soot and like red ballpoint pen and like a sharpened guitar needle. It's going to look a lot cooler. It definitely is. And they'll say that guy.
Like his prayer beads are actual lighters that have been melted down that he's like flicking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like it's like a genuine Russian prison thing that he got. And it looks really cool. So you can make that out of like Bix and stuff. I'm sure. How much do Bix cost? Still 99 cents?
I mean, when's the last time anyone bought a lighter? You know, like, have you bought a lighter for. Only yeah, lighters like, I buy.
Incense or candles.
Yeah, but you buy those big stick ones. You don't buy like little Bics anymore. You buy I'm not
buying the 99 cent.
I need one that can light my barbecue because the lighter's broken, or get like a candle or something. I don't buy
Never just lit a piece of paper, thrown it on the grill, and just hope you blow up your house.
Regular lighters, but now that I don't need it, I just buy a big stick lighter.
Yeah, I got matches and stuff for like candles. But you know, my wife just got those. Well, she just got the electric rechargeable thing.
Yes.
Places will give you free matches if you just say, can I get a pack of matches?
Yes.
They have to say yes. It's like the law. They can't not give you matches.
Interesting factoid. You don't have kids, but if you get one of those electric lighters, that's just the ones that like shoot like the spark in it.
Yeah, yeah.
They throw off a high-pitched whine that will make your kids cringe in other rooms like because they're hearing so young. I can light that, or my wife can light it in another room, and they'll be like, what are you doing? Stop it.
You should not tell me that, because next time I'm over, I'm just going to be like,
I'm telling you, try the experiment. If they're in the other room, go over there and light that candle lighter that's by our thing, and they'll be like, who's doing that? Because their ears are so young and can pick up the dog whistle sound of it that we can't hear anymore with our old ass ears.
Dead ears? Our dying ears?
It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
All right. Back to EP.
Yeah.
Why did they try and pull the plug after he'd been stabbed? He's already in. Tattoo. I guess they didn't know he had
the tattoo. For his safety. Yeah. They didn't know he risen up.
They just thought he got made and it was.
Or they were expending it. Like they didn't care. Like, and now that it failed, like they were worried about him. I get it. You know, he's a serious dude. He takes his job seriously. He's been doing this for this long. He's going to keep going. Yeah.
Part of the FSB. I mean, Viggo is fantastic. Everyone's really good in this.
Yeah, everyone played the part really.
I mean, Rob, did you see who reads Tatiana's diary?
Who reads it? What?
Yeah, the voice actress who does it.
Oh, no, I didn't look.
It's Tatiana Maslany, Orphan Black.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
One of her first roles, like, you know, obviously many years before Orphan Black. Did you see they're doing like a spinoff of that show?
I heard they were.
No, I didn't.
I think that's a mistake.
I thought it kind of lost steam as it went along, personally, and I think it lost audience share, too, so I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, the premise is interesting enough you could do a spinoff of it, but, you know.
You have to get the right actress or actor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Orphan Black was great.
Yeah.
So do you guys have any more I feel like we barely.
I know. I feel like we've done this movie a disservice again because we got distracted so many times on different things because it's a really strong movie. But I mean, what else are we going to talk? I mean, there were scenes I liked where he, you know, he's like, that girl grew up in a tough neighborhood. Like, talking about the girl, she's better off living with you. Like, those kind of like one liners where before you know
it's a place you don't want to grow up.
Right. You know, especially
if you're a girl.
Him fixing her bike and filling in little details of his past, you know, that you think is true. We really don't know if anything he's saying is actually true.
I think some of it's true.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought he was actually British in this movie and he's like doing an accent. But no, he's just a Russian guy. He's FSB.
Right. I mean, there was just a lot of fine details in this movie that I've only watched it the one time because I didn't give myself enough time to watch it again. But I feel like it's one of those movies, if you watch over and over again, knowing the end, you will catch so much more little things that he like sews in. I think it's one of those movies that you will get
better for you. Each time watch. You watch it.
I have that feeling even without having done it because of even the little things that I caught just watching it the first time that I know you're going to get more and more details. And it's all subtle. I like the subtleness of all the stuff they're giving you in the background and letting you kind of build those, you know, weave that web on your own with those little nuggets they drop. I do like that. So just want to throw that out there because, again, I feel like we've been a little distracted on this one, and it's a strong...
It's what we do.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying there's more stuff here. That's all. But, you know, we can talk about fucking T-1000 again now if you want.
Okay. I mean, come with me if you want to live. But on that note, let's go to a quick little break, and we'll come back with a game right after this.
Oh, so you tell Russian basket. You have seen stars of my heart.
No, who would get one? Who would get one and why?
Because it's defunct. It's not around anymore. People love shit like that. Are you kidding me? But
a tattoo. Like, you want to look up Hardy's tattoos. Is someone going to get a Hardy's tattoo?
I mean, maybe if they work there.
A Jeepers. No one's getting a Jeepers tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob showed me the fire, so I stopped talking about defunct restaurants in Rockville. Shakey's.
Left at Shakey's.
You didn't do the tick, tick, tick.
Yeah.
All right, we're back from that break. You guys know what time it is. Pop quiz, hot shot.
Yeah, I heard you, hot shot. What? I said, hot shot.
Joined by our producer, E.
Game on, good guys. All right, today we are going to play a little game. We've never watched a movie quite like this before. We've never played a game quite like this before. It's going to be pretty simple, though. We are playing a game called The Plot Thinkins, or In Soviet Russia, Ink Gets You. So what I'm going to do is describe a tattoo. I might even tell you where on the body it is located. And then you are going to tell me what movie it's from and what it means. And that's basically it. Team game, if you guys have it, let's hit that game show music. And here we go. Up first. Fact one, male. That would be the words, fact one, male.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you're...
Memento.
Memento. What's his name? Lenny?
Remember Sammy Jankis.
It is Memento. Leonard Shelby, yes, you got it.
Yeah.
Excellent. How about this one? A hieroglyph on the back of the neck.
Yeah, on Flux. Doesn't she have something tattooed on the back of her neck?
Oh, Blade.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate up here.
It is Blade. It is. It signifies that you are a familiar.
Familiar.
In Blade. Yeah. Excellent work. And check out our back catalog.
I did Blade 2.
That's true. I don't think you saw too many.
Yeah.
Too many of those in Blade 2.
Daryl Dixon has one on his lips.
They were different. They weren't on the back of the neck anymore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was hidden. All right, next up. A hooded cobra. I can be more specific. A hooded cobra on the stomach.
Boy, I'm doing great at this.
I don't know this one offhand. Hooded cobra on the chest.
Stomach. I mean,
Snake eye.
Oh, a stomach.
Sorry. Cobra Commander?
Yeah.
If he's taking his shirt off a little, like he's trying to show you his pecs. So his uniform drops to his tummy. Like he's trying to be sexy. Like he has the hood on, not the helmet. That snake. That Cobra Commander.
No, it's not going to be Cobra Commander. It's going to be Serpentor if anyone's going to have that on them.
Oh, you know Serpentor has a fucking snake tattoo.
Dude, he's got them everywhere.
You're going to hate yourself.
Oh, are we really? Oh, come on.
Snake Plissken.
It is Snake Plissken.
What do you say we play a little Bangkok Rules?
Oh,
that is correct.
Oh, throw that dart real quick.
Oh, that was so you just took the That was a Hail Mary pass, huh? Excellent work. Yes, it is a giant hooded snake on his stomach. Should we stop for a second?
I'm back. I just missed your answer. Who had that giant hooded snake? Sorry.
Snake Plissken.
Snake Plissken.
Oh, yes. Okay. Call him
Plissken. He prefers Plissken. All right, next up. Funny that you brought it up, but this would be from a different movie. A glyph on the inside of your lower lip.
Daryl Dixon from Blade 2.
No, not that one. I believe
his character was David Dixon.
Another.
No, it was Skunk or Skanker.
Scud.
Scud, yeah.
Scud, another movie besides Blade 2 is what you're saying.
Correct.
Is this when they know that you're a clone in the sixth day?
No.
That was
it's blue, right? It's blue.
Oh, was that
under? It's there? Blue. What is that movie? It's a blue tattoo in the fucking. My life.
Black Panther?
Black Panther.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Yeah. Ryan's got it. It is Black Panther.
What are those?
It signifies that you are a Wakandan war dog. That's correct. All right.
Games like this when you know the answer, but you can't get there.
It's amazing how many times people put lips on their tattoo. We should get Coach G.
You mean tattoos on their lips?
Yeah. What did I say? Lips on the tattoos? Yeah. Well, you know.
Is that like a tattoo of lips on your lips?
No, it's not a mouth.
I think that just means you're kissing tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I got. That's what I gathered. All right, but up next. I mean,
Snake Plissken comes in here. I'm kissing that tummy.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you? Four sets of dotted lines on the wrist. I can be more specific. Of the four sets of dotted lines, three of the sets have the dotted lines and they're wavy. One of them has the dotted lines and they're straight.
Brendan Fraser in The Mummy, too.
Oh, that's a good one. I forgot about that. That out of nowhere revelation in Mummy 2. Oh, wait. He's just randomly the chosen
one. He's chosen.
It is not that. But you're not far off about.
He had, I believe being it was a wave. All right. The Jet Li in The One. Who has no tattoos visible.
I don't remember any tattoos.
I'm sure there was a version of the 124 or 25 of them that had tattoos.
Not that we saw.
I will reveal who got this ink done.
Neo.
Who got this tattoo, who got this ink done. It is none other than Lilu Dallas Multipass.
Oh, Multipass, damn it.
Those are the four symbols for the four elements.
Kobe, my man.
All right, next up. Sticking with the pattern of four. Four rectangular bars on the forearm.
It's familiar too.
All the same length?
All the same length.
We watched this one too, right? This is in our back catalog. God damn it, what is it?
Okay.
Did we?
Yes, we
apparently
did.
Apparently we did.
What else do you remember about it, Ryan?
If I could do that, I could put it together. I know this. Can't
just
think of
four solid black lines on the forearm, like lengthwise.
Fuck.
Not The Rock? Oh, it's The Rock.
The Rundown? No, it's the gun
fast
one.
Five?
Faster.
God can't save you from me.
That is Driver's tattoo from Faster. That is correct.
Oh, excellent. I don't remember that at all.
I was trying to think of guys who I know have a bunch of tattoos in movies that we've done.
That's
the
not Rock's a bad call.
At the top of the list. The Rock's at the top of that list.
It's a good way to do that. All right, let's see if you get this one. A lovely woman who looks like Salma Hayek in a sombrero on the chest, like huge.
Danny Trejo.
Look at your machete now, cabrón.
It is Danny Trejo, and it's from everything that he's in.
It's a real life tattoo.
A real life tattoo. He actually got that tattoo in prison.
Yeah.
That is correct. Okay, how about the words Fortis Fortuna Adjuvat?
That's John Wick.
That fucking nobody is John Wick.
That is John Wick. Excellent. You know what that means?
I have read it. I don't remember.
I looked into it back in the day. A lot of people think that it's fortune favors the bold. There's a similar Latin phrase. I think it's used by the Marines. It's not exactly that, though.
I thought it was a Marine phrase.
Yeah, fortune favors the bold is the Marine phrase. What Fortis Fortuna Adjuvat means is more closely fortune favors those who are strong
enough. Lovers.
It's more about like you make your own luck, essentially. Or you make your own fortune.
What we make.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? Just across the back, the word sweet.
Dude.
No, sweet.
Yeah, well, what's mine say?
Sweet.
What does mine say?
Sweet.
Yeah, that's correct. It is from Dude, Where's My Car? And in closing, I was going to say the tattoos around your ankles, where are you going? And what the fuck do you care? But you brought it up
future
already.
Yeah.
So we'll just do, stars over your heart. That is correct.
It's something I've thought about every day since I read that.
Yeah,
it's, whenever it's a great I'm walking little... somewhere, I was like, "That's so. It's such a good. It's a good a tattoo. We should all go to a tattoo shop." I was gonna try and name one. I don't know any.
And then we can put the lips on those tattoos. That's right. Well, excellent work, good guys. Good game, and a winner is you.
Thank you. Easiest part of the podcast. Co is chi, co is b for Eastern promises. I didn't mess it up at all this episode. Undefeated on it. Liked it when I watched it in 2007 and beyond. This is probably my fourth, fifth time watching this movie. I love it every time. It gets better the more you watch it. Easy co is chi. Rob, what did you think of Eastern Promises?
Oh, I mean, I remember enjoying this when I first saw it back in the day, but I didn't remember it being anything more than an average movie. But watching it again, I really enjoyed this movie. I mean, it really had me, and the pacing, just all the actors were great. It was a good story. Just, it was a great watch. You know, yeah, it's easy co is G.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah.
What do you think of EP?
I mean, I'm pretty much on board with both of you. It was a great one. I didn't really know what I was getting into other than what you had told me on the reveal. Watched it, really enjoyed it. I thought a strong story, strong characters. I mean, I think I put a dent in my remote control backing up that shower scene over and over again just so I could watch that.
That looks just like an enormous wank.
That more. I would have worn out a Blockbuster tape back in the day. Yeah, no, it was a really good watch. And like you guys said, like I kind of mentioned, I think it's going to be one that if I watch more, I'm going to like more and more when I watch it. So easy Coach G.
There you have it. Of course Eastern Promises is, come on, it's still good. Roll credits, the good guys win.
Sequels are made. Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene, and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about Eastern Promises. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are Coach G Pod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show on our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect, and everywhere Spotify can be found. If you'd like to know more, reach out and touch us. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing. You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, be a good gangster and leave us a 5-star review on our chest. And if we want to be great people, recommend us to a friend, or we're going to knife fight naked. It's all for the greater good.
The greater good.
For the good guys, it's your undefeated champion, Reagan. And as we always say on the Co is G, you have to be very good, and usually very dead person, to become a saint. And more importantly, you need to work 3 miracles.
Come with me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live.